For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Hello, New Orleans. Good morning. Thank you for joining me once again on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Tuesday morning. Good morning to you. Hope you're coming along great, moving into the month of November smoothly, full of joy, full of hope, knowing that God's on the throne, God lives in you big. With God, all things are possible. Come on. Come on, join me. Come on, get on that page. You know, he's got it. He began you, he'll finish you. I'm laughing at myself because I'm thinking, okay, Anna, it's very, you guys don't realize this, it's very early in the morning and I'm recording these. But I pump myself up because the Word of God just pumps me up and so does the Spirit of God. But we're talking about what do I do now? Talked about our ADM fall retreat and how we had so many new faces, and this one precious girl just pulled me aside and she said, all right, I'm on board. I'm just so ready to get back with God. Well, what do I do now? She said. And so we're going through some things that you can do out there. You know, even this morning at the sound of my voice, you may have gotten up and thought, gosh, you know, really, God, this morning, maybe you got some news. What do I do now? Okay, look, you're going to, number one, keep looking to Jesus. This is a discipline, isn't it? But the Holy Ghost lives in you. Let's remind ourselves of this. I use the phrase white knuckling it because I did that in the early 90s as a saved, born again on fire Christian. I white knuckled it in my own strength. Wrong. Brothers and sisters, you do not have to white knuckle it through life. You've got the Spirit of God on the inside of you. You yield, bow the knee, and say, help me. He will pull with you going toward the thing that you both are going toward. So what do I do now? You look unto Jesus. He's the author. He's the finisher of your faith. He began you. He's got the grace for you to run. The grace for you to get to where you're going. We talked about how I was sharing at the retreat, look and live. We brought a cross. We brought a cross. And when those children of Israel were snake bitten going through the wilderness because they had to take a detour, they were so angry. They started spouting all this stuff at Moses and God. And the serpents started to bite them and many died. Moses said, what do I do? God says, get a long pole, put a serpent on it. And all who look to that serpent, which represented Jesus, bearing our sin, he who looks will live. So again, here we go. Look to Jesus. When you're running a race, what did Paul say? Get your eyes on Jesus as you're running the race. Number two. Now, you really got to listen to these. Cooperate with God. He's ready to do his part, but you have a part to play, brothers and sisters. Look at Philippians 2:13. For it is God who works. That's a Holy Ghost word. That's a Greek word, energeo. Who works in you both to will and to do for his good pleasure. Okay? This energeo Greek words also out of 1 Thessalonians 2:13. God is working in you. He's the one giving you the energy. He's the one giving you the power to do. That's his part. Talk about number two, cooperate with God. He's ready to do his part. So my question is, brothers and sisters, are you cooperating? Are you working out what God's working in? Did you get that? Very important. Are you working out what God is putting in there? He might give you a scripture. Are you doing your best to obey the Word of God? Or do you just get an attitude and say, I know I've heard that before and that doesn't work, but yet it keeps coming around and coming around. It's the Holy Spirit within you saying, you didn't get it the first time, so I'm bringing it around. Are you cooperating with God? You've got the Holy Ghost giving you keys all over the place. Talking about when this precious sister said, what do I do now? Look unto Jesus, number two. Cooperate with God. Are you using your scriptures? How about circumstances? Are you cursing them? Or are you making use of them? Come on, they're there. You're either going to curse them and go around the mountain again? Or are you going to say, you know what, Lord, obviously this is happening. Help me to make use. Help me. All right, I'm going to give you the third point tomorrow on what do I do now. And remember, sign up for our Christmas meeting December 7th, Metairie Country Club. Thank you for joining me on the future and hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.